Here at the World Pork Expo, I'm speaking with Reed Phillips with Boehringer Ingelheim, and we just heard a very optimistic press conference about the potential for controlling and perhaps eventually eliminating PRRS in the U.S. swine herd. And a lot of credit was given to BI for that. How is BI helping in this effort?
Well, thank you. I think we played a role. I mean, PRRS has been a large focus for us since 1994. And we're always playing and striving to play a collaborative role with research, like Dr. D and his colleagues at the Swine Disease Eradication Center, as well as Iowa State and all the other institutions. And we're trying to take the knowledge, the advancement in information and knowledge from those institutions and the collaborative research and learn how to apply that with veterinarians and their producers in the field. Beyond that, we continue to evaluate our modified live vaccine in the field and the role it plays for PRRS virus control. And we know that the vaccine has been effective in a traditional prophylactic model, vaccinating 3 to 4 weeks ahead of exposure, specifically in the growing pig model, for mitigation of infection. In other words, preparing pigs with vaccine, developing an active immune response, so when those pigs are exposed to field virus challenge later on, they'll have protection that will mitigate the consequences of that. In addition to that, we're also looking at the vaccine, and Scott mentioned this, in maybe a bit of a novel way. As we have large populations of positive pigs, would the vaccine also play a role as a therapeutic vaccination or a therapeutic model? Can we reduce the amount of virus transmitted within positive populations by mass vaccinating large population of pigs over time? And in controlled experimental settings, we have evidence from research done by Dr. John Paul Kano at the University of Minnesota that sheds light on that question, and it appears that that does occur. We also have some field evidence in studies that we're doing in the field that suggest the same. So we're applying that protocol, that methodology, more in the field, and I think the onus is on us to continue to measure and monitor that. Early evidence looks really good, but I think we feel good about the fact that the vaccine can also be used in that that methodology, and if we can, in fact, reduce the large population of virus shed and spread transmission within positive population, potentially we can do that between populations as well and lower the risk of the virus moving in areas or regions, which we think would be another complementary component of area regional control, along with the information and the tools and the processes we're using, filtration, diagnostics, and pertinent pig flow management, that type of thing, for a full complementary methodology in area regional control.
But why have you been focused on this so specifically for your company?
Well, the company is really committed to animal health. It's a small family-owned company. It's roots in agriculture, so a little background historically on the company. And they are just very, very focused and committed to overall animal health. For a long time, we've had our R&D, our research component of the company, has been focused on PRRS, understanding the virus, understanding the disease that it creates in pigs, a virus-host interaction, and then tools, to control the disease. That's ongoing. And I think it's ongoing because of the commitment that the company has in its leadership to solve this problem. And we want to do whatever it takes in that regard. And we believe that we are making progress, and as an industry, working together and collaborating, communicating, that we can apply all these tools, and we can apply them in a complementary fashion, and we can make progress, and we can solve this problem, control this virus.
Well, how optimistic is BI about the hog industry itself, about the whole pork production, which, isn't looking really good right now, but right. How optimistic is BI about the industry?
Well, I think you have to maintain optimism. We know that industries have swings, and we're having one to the downside now. And we understand that because we work closely with the veterinarians and the producers in the industry, and we're sensitive to that. But again, in that regard, we know that that trend will change. And in the process or in the meantime, we are going to maintain a commitment to our customers and our clients to continue to do whatever we can to work with them and improve health, because health is a huge component of profitability, and that's our focus.
Thank you very much, Reed Phillips. With Behringer Ingelheim here at the World Pork Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.